Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Believe it. It's been a week already. I sure can. Oh, wait. Is this the right? Yep, it's the right one. The indie circuit? Hey, my name's Mal. And with me, as always...
It feels like it's been 2 weeks to me.
It feels like it's been 100 weeks. No, it's not been that long. It's been 2 weeks. We were one ahead. Now we're not one ahead. But that's the way life goes. You had a gigantic celebration of sorts.
A six-year-old birthday.
That's a celebration of sorts. Everything went off without a hitch, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
No kids fell out of the ball pit and broke any bones or anything?
It was at a roller skating rink, so the potential for danger... It was a roller skating rink that, get this, has a bounce house on the roller skating rink.
That's... I can't even fathom. My brain can't even wrap around it.
And you didn't even have to sign a waiver,
you know? Oh, my God. Like, by giving the money... there's probably a sign somewhere that says, by giving us money, you have signed the waiver.
Like the only way I could imagine it of being worse is if they'd managed to put a ball pit next to the bounce house in the roller skating ring, maybe a ring of fire you could jump through.
With a clown juggling axes or something, which, that would be pretty fun. I'd probably show up for that. Very cool. So it was a fun time? Kid loved it?
Yeah. Stressed out because I got to learn to dial things back. You know, I decided to do custom invitations. And I decided to customize the design on the front of each one of them and have the kids' names, but just not in just a font. Like, you had to outline the text and color crap, which would seem like a lot in and of itself, but then I decided to make it a pop-up so that something happened when you opened them, which created a mechanic aspect to it and a complexity in terms of having to cut out the paper. And this all seemed like a great idea when I was thinking about it.
I bet it did.
But, you know, when I was down to the last night before the beginning of the next week and trying to pump 22 of these suckers out, with my own special brand of OCD, I went through about 50 sheets to get my 22. I considered okay.
Yeah.
And
that's funny. It's one of those things where I just say no.
I know.
A
normal mentally healthy person does.
I always think about that stuff and I'm like, you know what? I'd rather enjoy those couple hours and just slap some crap together or buy something and say, here's your thing, and that's it. But kudos to you. They got out in time, everything.
Yeah. And then instead of learning my lesson there, it was a Minecraft-themed birthday party, so then went the siege of trying to find all of the non-licensed birthday crap that we could use to simulate Minecraft, since for some reason Microsoft has not seen fit to license for any of that stuff for, you know, birthday stuff. The funny part is that the knockoff stuff is just as expensive. Like if you go to Party City, the price that they charge for the knockoff Minecraft is identical to the price they charge for the licensed Mario stuff, which is kind of annoying.
That is something. That's, wow, what a scam,
But
man.
What they have is limited, so then I'm ordering from Amazon, and I'm ordering from Etsy, and I'm stressing out over whether it's all going to be there on time, and then I decide to get balloons, but they're half of them are, the latex kind, so you gotta pick them up that day because they'll be dead, you know, if you buy them the night before. So I'm like driving all over town trying to get all this crap settled before we get to the roller skating rink at 10 a.m. and I learned a lesson here.
No,
which is
good for you. Is it never do anything good?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How many kids were you wrangling, corralling?
17, I think, was the final total.
And how many parents were helping you wrangle said youngsters?
Basically none, except for their own. It actually wasn't too bad.
I mean, their kids, the kids' parents were all there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then
yeah, and it actually wasn't too bad because they spent most of the time out there on the rink, and I kept my shoes on, so... I was obligated to not get on the rink because they reminded everyone every 10 minutes that you can't be on the rink unless you're wearing rollerblades or roller skates, except for when you're dancing on the rink. So for some reason, there's one point where you're not allowed on in rollerblades or roller... Like, they make it sound like you know, you're not supposed to go running down the waxed
bowling alley.
Yeah. You'll screw things up and blah, blah, blah. That's kind of the way they pitch it at the roller skating rink until they decide to do the dance part.
And you're like, no, that's
and then
not
all of a
true.
Sudden, yeah. And then all of a sudden it doesn't matter anymore. It's very confusing. But
well, we're going to take a music break, and then we come back. I'll talk a little bit about the birthday party I was invited to at a local roller skating rink. It was dumb. Well, whatever. Yes, it's interesting. All right, here's music. And we're going to be playing some new music this week. Oh, my God, can you imagine it? I'm going to be playing a band called My Favorite Things. Let's see if it's one of your favorite things, won't you? Thank you.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl. We dance until we get through.
others to replace you. That's how I don't have to say goodbye to you for good. Cause I'm still waiting for my happy end.
I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
All right, that was My Favorite Things. I played Sunlight, Everything Changes, and Goodbye Again. I hope there's a little bit more uplifting than the name sound. I mean, Sunshine sounds nice, but then...
Well, Goodbye Again could just be, you know, like, I'm heading to work. Bye again.
Bye con Dios, muchachos. Yeah. Yes, maybe. Well, that was great. All right, we got two different albums from them, and so you'll be hearing them from time to time. I got another new band I'll be breaking this week. But I'll talk about them the next music break.
We need, like, a sound effect for that. You know, like yes. New music.
Smash. Or no, like...
We'll get used to the
breaking
together.
Breaking new music and I'll smash something. Like, it'll be a... You know, I still have in my head...
Just find a Follies glass, you know, mirror breaking sound.
Exactly. I'm always happy to smash something and record it. I still have in my head, one of these days, I'm going to bring down that Edison and I'm going to play the cylinder music I have. And the indie circuit will be featuring... these cylinder Edison records from, like, the early 1900s.
Your reputation as the king of dead media will be sealed.
Oh, dude. Signed, sealed, and delivered. So, anyway, I had some friends back home. You know, we were a smaller group. It was a small town. And there was one skating rink, and this place was Dive Town, USA. You know,
I can never figure out whether I need to interject with a John Cougar Mellencamp reference or a the Billy Joel, you know, Allentown reference.
I don't think
whenever you talk about this stuff, yeah. I always want to put one of those two in there.
This is, well, yeah.
I think I usually go for the Billy Joel one only because you actually say Allentown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where they're closing all the factories down? And yes. Then you're going, yeah. And anyway, moving yes. on.
You're actually the only person that's ever really made that comparison in my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And we always say, whenever it's like, oh, where'd you grow up? If someone says, where'd you grow up? Because they're from Pennsylvania somewhere. You just say, well, you start as a little town right outside of Allentown. And then if that piques their ears, like they say, what, is it near Scranton? Then you'd say, no, it's this little crap hole named Slatington, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, but if they go, oh, that means they were from Pittsburgh or from Erie or from who cares, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you just move on. They go, oh. So you were the only person that's ever really done the Billy Joel thing in my entire life. So I was like, oh, weird. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, and I have no idea why, since that song was really before my time. But
that's the way life goes. So my friends had this skating party, and they were a little bit more button-up than me, you know, like formal and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we go there.
They had, like, their three-piece suits on while
yes.
on roller skates.
Well, and that, and they could skate. But I went because it was, when you're in a small town and you're just, like, some small-town jerk, you go to where action is or whatever.
You know, if you're going to wear a jacket with tails, you better know how to skate.
Yes, and a top hat. Well, I took $20. I bought a roll of quarters, and I just played video games the entire time, and I didn't even, like, really interact with many people. And they were, like, kind of dogging me out about it. I mean, I wasn't, like, anti them, but I don't like skating. I just went there because there was video games there. Like, there was the Pac-Man, the Space Invaders, and stuff like that. And yeah, I remember there was a thing, like, it caused a riff in our friendship for a while, because the kid who had the party was, like, kind of a square. Didn't like video games or whatever, you know.
Oh, so this was as a kid. You're not talking about recently.
Yeah, no.
I thought
no.
this was an amazing coincidence. You recently went to a grown up roller skating birthday party. I was confused because yeah. I was also trying to piece together when you went to when you went back to Pennsylvania. Yes,
they didn't have cake, so I said screw you. I threw a bowling ball. I don't know. Now this is when I was a kid, like 12 or 13 yeah, okay. or something like that. So.
You may have even mentioned that.
That's okay. Yeah. And it was just one of those weird things where I didn't realize. You know, I thought that was what you should be doing, and then it turns out that wasn't what I should be doing. And I was
you were a loner even at 12.
Well,
or 10.
I'm sorry, humans. If there's a row of video games, you're losing that whole battle. So you know,
because I mean, that story would still hold true today based on your description.
It would, except I'd have beer with me.
Yeah,
I'd be like, well, me and the beer are gonna go play that Pac-Man machine, and you guys do whatever you do on with these wheel things. But I had to buy their skates, so I was sitting there wearing skates just on the. And holding that little rubber thing down so I didn't move and play. It was dumb. I don't know.
You're like, by technicality, I'm still at a skating party.
As you get older, it's funny, because as you get older, you start to wonder, was I even really friends with those people? Like, I had a couple friends, but then you think back of, like, the things that they, how they wronged you in certain ways at certain times of your friendship, because kids are horrible.
Yeah.
And I started to go, Maybe they weren't really my friends. It was because it was proximity, but then maybe I'm just focusing.
You guys were in the same class, or yeah, something, yeah.
But maybe it's just focusing on the negative stuff, and they were really, that's as good as you're going to get, and then you grow up. You know?
I mean, like, out of the 17 kids that showed up for Ethan's, I want to say, what was that one? It was like 13 of them were his classmates, and I know he's not besties with all of them.
Well, you see,
two of them were from our club, which were kids he actually wanted to invite. And two of them were family, but the other 13 were all from his class, and I know...
Well, and that's part of learning.
Because you just invite everybody in the class and just cross your fingers that enough of them come that your kid doesn't feel like... Like he doesn't matter.
You have that to live with. Like, yeah. Oh my God, what if no one shows up and he's that kid? And you're like, uh-oh. Like,
but instead, you know, but instead it went the other way because you paid
that's
per
good.
Kid.
Yeah. Well,
no, I mean, instead it went the other way where we got almost as many as we could have had at the
that's
party.
That's cool, though.
And
you know?
It is, except, you know, like while we're there, I noticed we were sitting in the biggest table area and we actually had two tables. And small side tables where all the other parties only had one table. And I'm like, I recognize the disproportionate turnout we had, which makes me wonder if, you know, my pop-up It was
the invitation card, really. People were clamoring to get those cards to get in. It was like a golden ticket.
I feel like I may have created an obligation. Like, wow, they put a lot of work in this, you know, making it for my kid. So.
I don't think that's how that went, but maybe.
Well, hopefully not.
I mean, no, that was 100% it, dude.
No, I mean, my goal wasn't to make people feel obligated, but thinking about it now, because actually we've gone to all but one party that's happened in his class so far this year. For every kid that's had one, we've gone, basically. And the turnout actually isn't, I mean, he got a pretty high turnout. Yeah. But it could be because a lot of them were clustered together in the first half of the year, and this is one of the first ones in this half. So we might have gotten a little, there might have been birthday party fatigue.
Yeah.
Like, it's expensive and time consuming.
That's kind of cool. You know, and I know, I think as a parent, I'm sure as a parent, you know, you hope, he grows up and has that, like, kind of, I don't want to say, like, middle of the road experience. Or he's not super popular kid, but he's not, you know, trench coat, I might shoot the place up.
You want a certain degree. You want a degree of confidence, but you don't want to be sheltered and unfounded confidence.
Sounds like he's, you know, kind of hitting a good stride, you know. I don't know how much, and that's the other thing, because my parents talk about stuff they did, and I remember some stuff they did. I don't know how much that actually builds you. You know what I mean? Like, some stuff was really cool and really crazy. They did this they used to do really cool stuff, like, for parties, they'd have scavenger hunts throughout this enormous woods, and then at the end, you know, it'd be like watermelon that your kids would eat, and it was like, yay, fun times.
Huh.
And that was fun stuff, and painting windows with soap and stuff, like, and you remember that stuff, but you kind of like, how much did I forget that they did? Like, that tedious, the grinder stuff that they always did to help make this kid be a success, and here I am, just, you know, schlubbing to work every day. I didn't go to Mars. I didn't, you know, nothing. I'm not a political assassin. Well, no, I did nothing cool. Like, basically, I did just a human that contributes to society.
Well, you know, Mel, I'll tell you, I read something today, and I actually got a little teary-eyed reading it, because it was letters that people had, that fathers had written to their sons and to their children, you know, kind of at the end of life. And they were basically saying,
glad my dad didn't do that.
And they were basically kind of saying, like, you know, for whatever it is you think you have or haven't accomplished in this world, and what significance you may have played, you know.
Now is where I should have a music, you know, bed of swelling.
Like, basically, the gist of them all was, understand that you made all of the difference in my life, and you are the reason my life was worth.
So I'm the wind beneath his wings before he passed away? That's what you're saying?
Basically. Nice. They're saying that, you know, the point was, is they were kind of putting in perspective the fact that, you know, as a parent, you know, for everything that goes into building the human being that eventually comes out of your child.
Yeah.
All of the fears that they're going to grow up healthy, that they're going to be, you know,
or whatever,
that they're going to be mentally there, that they're going to make it through life, and not necessarily be the president of the United States.
Because no one makes it through life. The end goal is you're dead.
But they end up healthy and reasonably happy, and, you know, whatever, and that, you know, you learn selflessness in that way, and I can feel that now, and I can kind of understand that perspective. And it's kind of like a, you know, like, whatever you did or whatever you do with your life, that's going to be enough for your parents.
That's true. All right, we're going to go to a music break before we get too deep. And now
we'll come back up for.
No, I'm going to impart some wisdom that
we'll
I
save
was,
the North Korea talk for the second hour.
Oh yeah, I have some words of wisdom that was given to me by my father when I was in a time of need with children. So I'll be right back. Here you go. Here's some music.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Look out! Here comes the wildest bunch of backclawing, bloodlusting, shine drinking, pill taking, pot smoking, crip taking, law breaking, bootlegging, cop killing, fast living characters you've ever seen.
It's the moonshine blockbuster of the year. See them both. The bootlegger. He wanted the money and he didn't care how. He's mean and mad for moonshine. The bootlegger. Plus, on the same bill,
Moonshiner's Woman. Mix moonshine with LSD and you take a murder trip. Moonshiner's Woman. From the backwoods to the bright lights, she was big trouble. It's big action, big trouble, big excitement. Moonshiner's Woman. Moonshiner's Woman. Moonshiner's Woman. Moonshiner's Woman. It makes Thunder Road look like an ice cream social.
You gotta give me a ride. I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Am I going? I don't care. It's better than going anywhere. I'm in between two bridges, and this is where I start. It's not that I never cared, just that I'm really scared of where my life is going. I still love you, and maybe I still do, but there is no way of knowing just what I might achieve if I don't. If I don't push myself, 'cause I need what you will be thinking of. There is nobody else. Yeah, I mentioned it before, I just can't think straight anymore. I'm in between two bridges, and it's breaking my heart. I'm not trying to be a jerk, I'm just trying to make it work. I'm in between two bridges, and this is where we start.
Just don't change. But I won't deny it's quite odd when the songs come on my iPod. It's kind of strange. But the thing I miss the most is the thing I didn't notice, that you're my best friend. You put up with me nearly
the point where you'd be really at your wit's end. Now he'll be answering me when I call. Now he'll be telling me to walk tall. Now he'll be catching me when I fall. Just your cowardice. And I'm thinking maybe you were right. What did you do today without me? I wonder if you thought about me, what I left behind. No, I've no right to be even asking. Talking to me is the very last thing that's on your mind. Be answering me when I call. Now he'll be telling me to walk tall. Now he'll be catching me when I fall. I am not sure I can bear to be without you. I know why rather be tonight. You said don't walk away from this. You said it's just your cowardice. I'm thinking maybe you were answering me when I call.
Answering me when I...
Now he'll be telling me to walk tall.
Telling me to...
Now he'll be catching me when I fall. Catching me when I fall. So here's another story. A man walks into a bar. It's terrifying because he's trying something different. Hasn't got very far, so he buys another Merlot, and then doesn't feel quite so bad. It's like he's finally stopped doubting his decision to give up everything he had, because he knows this. There's nothing to be afraid of, because he
chose this
adventure for himself. And something good is just about to happen. He can feel it, a sea change in the air. And if he falls short, it doesn't really matter, because quite frankly, tonight he doesn't care. Puts away his mobile. He won't be calling her again. In fact, it's like the past just never happened.
adventure for himself.
Something good is just about to happen. He can feel it, a sea change in the air. If he falls short, it doesn't really matter, because quite frankly, tonight he doesn't care.
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
All right, that was Wedding Present. Wow, from the LP Going. I bet you it says Gone here. Hold on. Oh, stupid computers. Stupid me not working. No, just Going. All right, that was the Wedding Present from Going LP. I played Two Bridges, Bear, and Bird's Nest. Wow. Then I played my favorite, If You Can Find That Greasier Sandwich, You're in Mexico. So, yeah, so one of the funniest parts of that story where I alluded to, back in...
Oh, we're back on the air.
Yes. Well, I wasn't talking
about
you.
I was petting your cat.
Yes.
That's not a euphemism.
From time to time, my cat Destructo comes in, and he's this giant cat, and he lays with his belly up, and he's like, adore me, and everyone has to stop and do that, because that's what happens. So, like, long story short is, in 2000, oh my god, what was it, 2004?
It's crazy to think about sometime in this century and have it feel like it's
a
long time
ago. Yeah.
You know?
It was 2000-something. Maybe it was, yeah, it was 6. It was when all those, when were all those hurricanes? 2006, right?
Well, 2006 was when the economy went to crap.
Oh, no, that must have been 2004 then.
I know 2004. Four, I think, was when the hurricane hit.
Four or five. Okay, yes.
Hit Louisiana.
Okay. Wow. I don't know then. My brain's mush. Anyway, I had this great idea of having exchange students. And I had my first exchange student. It was a rush job, and here she is, and she couldn't speak no English. Well, not no English, but let's just say she passed her test somehow. And, and I'm talking to my dad, and we're driving, like, probably to some arcade auction or whatever. He was my long-distance driving buddy. And boy, do I miss him with that stuff. And I was like, Pop, how did you do it, man? I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to, you know, keep this kid
alive
and fed and all this stuff. And he was like, you know, most of being a parent is just winging it. He was like, you just kind of do your best and hope for the best. And that's like, that's all you do. You can't overthink it. You can't overprotect. You just, now our generations, and I'm sure you and your generation, do overprotect to the nth degree, and some of that's societal, where you're just like, you can't let a child do that, and some of it's, we're kind of softer than we were back in the day, and
yeah.
You know, but he was just kind of like, you're doing fine, you just kind of let it roll, you know,
yeah.
You just don't do anything weird or gross or illegal, or, you know, stick to your morals and your ethics, but yes, sometimes it doesn't work out so good, and you just shrug and go, well, you know, we did our best, and that was it, you know.
You know, it's weird, because I think as a society, we're a lot more afraid today than we used to be.
Oh,
I don't mean just with parents and children, I mean in general.
Of everything.
I remember going to bed, and the front door of the house wasn't even locked, because the idea of anybody even trying to enter was so...
I got my first gun when I was 7. A gun! That goes... Bang! You know, and they taught me not to shoot at people or things, but, I mean, wrap your head around that. That's not even, You'd be put in jail now if you gave a kid under 28 a gun. Like, you'd be like, oh my God, you're a monster. You're like, not in a little town outside of Allentown, you're not.
And, you know, the thing is I think, you know, the irony there is that when you talk to people and they talk about the state of the world and everything, it always feels like it's so much worse than it was. But facts don't actually back that up. When you look at historical data in terms of wars and people dying and so on and so forth, based on the percentage of population, we actually are living in the safest, most calm period of all of human existence. I mean,
there's always wars, but it's
all
not
recorded history. Yeah. Like, yeah, there's wars going. The difference is that today, because of 24-hour news coverage, because of the internet, because of people constantly being plugged in, you're hearing about it and seeing it a lot. You know, if you think about it, in the 80s, if there was a war going on in another part of the world and we weren't involved in it, there's a good chance most American citizens didn't even know it was happening.
I didn't.
I mean,
I never even cared about
that. If there was something going
on
in the Middle East and it wasn't, and we weren't in it, and maybe if Israel wasn't in it, you just wouldn't hear about it because it's something that has nothing to do with us. But now, you know, it's like what's going on in Syria. You know, we spent a lot of time on the sidelines with that one before we really kind of got involved with it, but we knew about it. I mean, for what, like half of Obama's administration, they've been talking about it in the news. Yeah. You know, the stuff that happened with Crimea when Russia, you know, took over part of this is awful. Ukraine. When they took over a big part of the Ukraine and just kind of took it forcefully.
Yeah, like, hey, guess what? We're here now.
We probably wouldn't have really heard a whole... You might have a little bit because there would have been some Cold War stuff.
Cold War mania running wild on you, brother.
That would have been like, okay, yeah, those Ruskies are still, you know,
they're moving
the
closer, yeah.
Yeah, so we probably would have heard about that. But
I do say, you know, and I'm not a proponent of a lot of that stuff. I mean, of that whole, we're going in the crapper, we're all dead, we're all doomed. I mean, we have some problems facing us in that we are exponentially growing. Yeah. 7 billion strong and growing, you know. That's a big, big...
For Flintstones kids.
That's a big tax on water, air, land, the important crap. As far as everything else, we live in a society that props up fear-based media and violence-based everything.
Yep. If it bleeds, it leads.
And rape culture and all that stuff. And, you know, and part of me is like, look, we didn't learn anything from anything. Nope. We didn't, you know, and humans are just humans, you know. But I don't ever really say, oh, it's the end of the world. Oh. Stuff's disheartening, though.
And the
like,
thing
where
is,
you go, come on,
man. And you know, the funny thing about that is I don't think we're really dumber than we used to be as a society, but I think the problem is we think we're a lot smarter.
Because yeah. I have a thing in my pocket that can tell me everything, you know?
We think we're so much smarter than the generations that came before us.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not saying we're worse than them, but I think we have this feeling of superiority, we do have it all figured out a lot better than they did.
I'll tell you
and,
what.
And in cases of science and stuff, like the best and brightest in our society, yes, they do. But I don't think the average person is really that much.
There's a test
more,
I always
more competent than they were.
Yeah, well, there's a test I always go by. I was like, you know what? Let's take a caveman and we'll take me or you, and we're gonna throw you in the middle of the woods. Who do you think is going to last longer outside of society? I'm betting that cave guy who can start fires and eat and kill things and all that stuff is going
to
live a lot longer.
But I don't know how to work my phone to sync into the GPS to get out of the woods.
That's not a thing.
I know.
Yeah, like, and that's, you know, like, I remember my friend had a dent in his car. I think I told this story before. And we were like, oh my God, we couldn't figure out how to get it out. And my grandfather looked at it for a couple minutes, and he's sitting there drinking his Pabst beer. And he walked over, and he walked down the side of the car, and he goes, hit it here with the rubber mallet. Whack, boink, it was out. And I was like, huh. And some farm boy with a sixth grade education.
Today you're taking that car to a body shop, and they're like, oh, that'll be $1,200.
They were replaced a fender. And he just had to look at it and listen to us talk for a couple minutes because he was good at listening to people flap their gums when he didn't talk about much. And he just said, hit it here, and it just popped out. I was like, wow, you are a wizard, sir. All right, here's some music before we get out of time. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You know you took my heart and you broke it apart. Well, I thought that I was your only girl.
So
I couldn't stay away. That was the Detroit Cobras from Love, Life, Love, and Leaving. I played Bye Bye Baby. You can't miss nothing. That you never had. And I picked one I couldn't say. Shout, Bama Lama. Okay, I did say it. There you go. Hey, big ups to me.
Yeah. Make you sure. Challenged yourself and you rose to the occasion.
I said it better than the second one. I was like, well, you can't nothing thing and stuff, and I'm dumb. Yes, I love the. I do love the Detroit Cobras. I know there's a couple more albums I have that I don't have, and I'm going to have to go out and get them because they are...
I wonder what their logo looks like. I bet it's awesome.
It's
like cool. Straight out of the 80s.
No.
No?
No. They're pretty hip. They're pretty with it. I'm hip. I'm with it.
But I mean, I would think it would be hip and with it, but in a throwback kind of way.
Well, it's kind of like sexualized. It's pretty cool.
That could still be 80s.
Yeah, it's like it's almost not, like earlier. Like,
but it's
no,
not.
No. So did we have, you had something? Oh, okay.
Next show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just because we're
yeah, we have a couple minutes. We still have 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. I'm trying to think what else we have going on this week. I didn't really do a whole heck of a lot. Just been, I did go to a yard sale and picked up some, it was a community yard sale.
Tell me you got some vinyl.
I did. I got one vinyl record.
For a nickel? For a dime? What did you get? What did you talk them down to? I know they wanted $3 for it at the beginning of the conversation.
No, what happened was I ended up getting more. I got like,
they're like, all I have is this shiny penny, and they're like, sold.
I got a bunch of Wii stuff. And I got some games. The Wii games were $2 each. Nothing spectacular. Just lots of shovelware. You know, a racing game, one of those Lego Harry Potter games, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Then I happen upon this box, and it says $5. Box not included. Like it was a Rubbermaid thing. And I said, huh. So I go in and look at this thing, and it's the Wii manuals from the system, black Wiimotes, black Wii nunchucks. A Nyako charging mm-hmm. thing and the batteries. Now,
well, those Wiimotes still work with the Wii U. So
these are mint. They were never used. One of those alone pays for the box. And I got $5 for all that stuff. And I opened it up, made sure there was no damage. They were never used. Brought them home, wiped them down. I kept that charging system to test it, but I'm probably just going to throw it in the garbage. Those are mostly. They don't work so good. They didn't work so good out of the box. Maybe this did, because they look new. This was obviously, like, adult-owned, so...
They're like, let's get in on this craze!
Exactly. So they sat there, and then...
And regret.
And I bought them, you know, so I got the whole thing for $5, and I was like, yes! Now I have a whole drawer full of Wiimotes. I don't think I need any more. These are second-gen, too. They had the built-in gyroscope and everything, so these are new, you know.
You know, it's funny. The more I think about the Wii, the more I think that... The Wii Sports is going to be the Pong of our generation.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know, like how adults all had Pong, you know, and you look back on that now as a kid and you're like, well, that was fun when I was little, but man, you know, grown-ups used to be entertained for hours by that. And I think that's what it's going to be with this one is like the kids that came up with are going to be like, yeah, it's just pointlessly swinging my arms to play tennis seemed cool as a kid, but now as an adult with this new stuff, I don't understand how grown-ups thought that was cool.
I do think the 1,000-pin bowling thing will always be fun.
That's true.
I could do that for hours.
But you see, the thing is that, you know, that was still based on the original Wii, you know, Wiimote without the gyroscope.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the accuracy on it was not good.
No.
I mean, we didn't care. But
sure didn't. And then so I picked through. There was no vinyl to be found. I found one box from one crazy person, and I'm digging through it. It's all the Christmas stuff and the junky stuff. I find two albums that have any interest in me. One is Van Halen, one with the angel on the front when he's smoking a cigarette, but I already had that one. And throwback from last show, Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, really? Which one?
Fat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, or what's it called?
I think that might have been the album name on that one.
No, I can't remember, but it doesn't matter. But mint condition, I was like, well, here's your money. Yeah, it was like, I think it was $2. I actually just
paid $2 for vinyl?
Vinyl's been a little sketchy lately.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was but overall, I mean, there wasn't a good
just
turnout.
Just think how much money is on your ceiling, potential revenue is on your ceiling right now.
I'm a millionaire!
Yeah, because we're in a studio that's actually got a ceiling covered in vinyl
and
records.
Covered in that you can't see. I hate when people put records up on the ceiling and you can see, like, through it, see, like, part of the ceiling still.
Oh, yeah.
So I, like, scaled it that you can see nothing but records.
Yeah, it's records from wall to wall.
All
it's
right.
It's like you put flooring in, except it's vinyl records.
That's it for this week. We got to roll out. Thanks for listening. My name is Matt, with me, as always.
Promi.
And we will see you. If you stick around, you're going to hear us again. And if you're not, then we'll see you next week.